This is Damir Barlas, site editor of SearchSAP.com. The big news from TechEd 2008 was SAP's debut of the Business Process Expert, or BPX, certification. SAP is making a major push around certification as part of an attempt to grow the SAP ecosystem, address the SAP skill shortage, and improve satisfaction rates around enterprise applications implementations and upgrades. In this podcast, we talk to Arnie Young, who runs SAP's education strategy for mid-market customers and partners. Arnie explains who should get BPX certification, how much it costs, and why SAP end users as well as consultants should be interested.
First of all, thank you for inviting me today. My role is that of an education portfolio manager for SAP Education in Waldorf. I've got a global responsibility primarily for the small and mid-sized customer segment, but I also have other topics such as certification and industries. So I'm basically looking after these various topics, and I think from my perspective, it's a very strategic program from a corporate perspective. We had a change in the last couple of years from a program that we had in place for a few years, and now we see a shift towards a really strategic business enabler, as you know, certification really is for us more to that strategic direction than what we had in the past, which was more like a test after a course. So it's really validating the skills and making sure that the people have the right skills for the right jobs.
Excellent. So that said, let's move our discussion over into BPX. From where we sit in Search SAP, a lot of people want to enter SAP from industry backgrounds. They're always emailing us and asking that. They may not necessarily have all the accompanying IT or SAP-specific skills. So on behalf of those people, I'd like to ask to what extent the BPX certification will accommodate them. Is it only for people with a certain minimum of SAP technical knowledge? And if so, what kind of knowledge would be presupposed or required by BPX?
Yeah, the new BPX certification that we've just announced today, and it will become available over the next few weeks, is basically just addressing a role just as you describe it. So what we see is that there's no default prerequisites in terms of technical prerequisites that role would bring with. Anything that you obviously have from a technical background is always helpful, but for this specific certification, I think it's generic in terms of it doesn't have any specific technology requirements that are needed for the certification exam. So it's really more generic and SAP specific, but not with the deep in-depth technology background.
I see. And that's a pretty clear lead into our next question, is how then do you break out BPX? Is it by industry, by specific business process? How do you segment it?
Well, what we focused on, if you look at the actual topics that are covered within that certification, it's really, what we consider as the SAP-specific approach to business process management. So it's really looking at various tools that we have in place, the BPM governance, the BPM methodology, but also other topic areas, such as SOA, and, some other technology components from SAP. So it's really, having this generic package of knowledge that we would certify someone with, and it doesn't per se have any specific focus on any specific industry or business process, but as I said, it's purely incorporating those core principles of business process management. So therefore, anything that you have in addition to that, any industry experience that you bring in is obviously of great value to any employer or anyone that is basically looking to exactly for those experts.
Excellent. Let's expand on that a little bit before we go into our next question. I'd like to know a little bit more about, you did mention SOA and BPM. What are components of those domains that people might have to learn more about or demonstrate knowledge in? Because obviously those are very large domains. So can you speak a little more?
It's basically from an SOA perspective, now that you mention it, it's very just the fundamental principles, understanding the fundamental principles of SOA, what it is and how it works. So it's very, very, basic with that respect. It's not really that technical. It's just a general understanding for that. And other topics such as the actual business process related tools and components, they're obviously more in depth. You know, there's certain components obviously which are also by the business process modeling tools and things like that. They would be more in depth. But from an SOA perspective, it's pretty generic and overview type knowledge that is required.
I see. And that, again, leads us now to our next question about sort of levels of certification. To me, it sounds like it's not really, analogous to the technical area where there are very clear levels. You know, there's master and beginner and so forth. Or are we wrong? Are there levels, in fact, of BPX certification?
Yes, there are and there will be. We currently announced only the lowest level, which is the associate level of certification for BPX, but as we speak, we're currently also developing the professional level for BPX, and we are considering also a master level for BPX in 2009. So we will actually, they will be corresponding to the same levels as we have in the other technology areas.
Okay, well that's a pretty pleasing symmetry. Now, in terms of hiring, which everyone also has on their mind, when we discuss this from the technical certification perspective, it turns out that SAP surveys showed that I think 82% of hiring managers said that they would be to some degree impressed by certification, directly from SAP. Either anecdotally or formally, are you hearing things from hiring managers about BPX certification and what it might mean in that context?
Yeah, just being here at Tekkit, I mean, the initial feedback that we got from people, when we made the announcement and we see that there's obviously a lot of expectations from the community. I think there was a lot of demand already in the marketplace that we basically by introducing the certification, I think we're trying to meet. So I think from a hiring manager's perspective, I think it's a very valuable certification. And if you look at the change in how the IT skill overall is changing in the next years to come, I think this certification addresses just that change of a greater orientation towards business process and industry rather than just purely on the functional and technology side. So I think from a hiring manager's perspective, I think it really just addresses that new role that's emerging in the market. And I think that's, if I read the studies correctly, I think that's something that is dearly needed in the market to really complement the existing skill set in the workforce.
Mm-hmm. Now let's talk a bit about the roadmap. Obviously, there is a huge groundswell of interest here. We'd like to know, get an overview of sort of what it is that you have to do. I mean, if there are classes, what classes do you have to take? Are there partners? What about costs? Can you give us a high level roadmap of how you might go through this? I mean, right now at the one level that's available.
Yeah, I mean, we have both levels defined. So for the associate level, it's pretty simple. You would typically start off with an overview type course for SAP. So, like the SAP O1 overview or a NetWeaver overview, there's just three courses that we recommend, just to get a high level understanding of what is SAP. So it's pretty basic. And then the actual BPM specific courses, we have, I think there's like four or five different ones. There's one 3-day course for the BPM governance and a 2-day course for the methodology and a couple more on the technology side. So for the associate level, it takes all in all 9 days in total to basically get up to speed and be ready for the certification exam. From a cost perspective, you would, have standard education fees, which are around, $550, depending on the country in which you take the class per day. And then you would normally have for the associate level, you pay around $500 for the associate level exam. For the professional, it's $750. So it's, really, I think it's quite a short package in terms of the education track that's included. So it is not a significant investment for people. I think it's quite, short and comprehensive. To your questions regarding the partners, we haven't determine the partners as such for that. We currently just basically define that the education package as it is, and I don't think there's any intentions to partner in with regards to education around that topic specifically, if that's what you mean.
Yes. And I'm sort of curious about that. I mean, do you see that as a quality control issue, or is it something else that's sort of convincing you to keep this, you know, in SAP's own hands?
I think we generally, I mean, from an education perspective, you know, we are already delivering those exams at partner locations. So, you know, we're using PersonView as a testing provider, but that's purely for the delivery of the exams where people can go and do the test. I think from the education perspective, that would be definitely an interesting area that we should explore. I think at the moment we're just in the initial definition phase and, you know, getting those things basically out of the door to make sure we meet the demand. But that would be definitely something that would be worth pursuing from our perspective.
And one quick follow-up on that. I mean, there is one perspective in the marketplace that there's some dilution when it comes to technical certification, because there are a lot of people in this market who claim to be official SAP partners and who are using the SAP name and, you know, sort of handing out their own certifications. Is this something that's being thought about or talked about when it comes to BPX, or is this something that you think the marketplace will decide?
In to what respect do you mean that the certification will be replicated by partners as such? Is that what you?
Yes, and if not even perfectly replicated, just that the language will start to enter. You know, so people could put together like a BPM overview and say SAP BPX certification. You know, because there's a lot of that going on over on the technical side.
Mm-hmm. I know there is, and I think, you know, being such a, you know, striving market and obviously demand for skills being so high in the SAP space, I think it's always a risk. I mean, we try to at least ensure whether we see any potential infringements on with regards to the, you know, using the certification title from us in any way or using any assets that we've developed. We obviously follow up on those, but I think there's always a certain risk. I mean, we try to have certain metrics in place and you know, IP control in place. But, yeah, obviously, I think there's only so much that, you know, one can do, really.
Of course. Understood. Now, you know, consultants are really hammered. I mean, a lot of people are just adding on skills, run SAPs out there, a solution manager. Let's talk a bit about some business cases where it would make the most sense for people to add on BPX certification. So, you know, you can maybe talk about it from the viewpoint of functional versus technical consultants, or, you know, people's career goals within SAP specifically. So let's address the consultants out there and sort of let them know in what cases it would really behoove them to get into this.
I think it's from both perspectives. If you look at, you know, both the business side, if you have a business background and you're trying to really expand on that and move towards the technology background, I think that would be a nice bridge, you know, having this linkage between IT and the business. I think that's what really the BPX certification, the role stands for. I think it would be a benefit from that role coming from that side, but also from the technology side. I think if you look at the future skills, that it's definitely, I mean, a career advancement if you move towards that direction and say you would have see it as an additional, you know, layer that sits on top of any skill that you have at that point. It's you know, it's a valuable asset. I think that would expand in both directions.
Would that also apply to not just the external consultants, but let's say, you know, people on dedicated IT teams in-house who are preparing for SAP upgrades or implementations, like project managers or people of that kind, sort of who within an internal team might consider adding this to their skill set? Or is this something more that's aimed just at sort of the consulting market?
No, it would also be the internal, as you say, the project managers would definitely be a candidate for that. I mean, if you look at the overall structure and the content of the program and also, you know, the knowledge that's covered, I think it's really addressing those key skills. You know, what are the different things that need to be considered from an implementation perspective and you know, what's the business side? So I think it would be really also within the organization, the project management, it would also be IT functions. functions, certain IT functions, obviously they have been tasked with, you know, being this interface to the business process or to the business side. I think there's a lot of different scenarios and roles that could be very, very useful for this area.
Now, within that, obviously, there are many ways that this could turn out to have value, but let's address, I think, one of the most interesting possibilities, which is project failure. Do you think that BPX has some kind of role in that whole, you know, preparation process or ensuring that a project will run smoothly, or is it really, does it sit on another kind of value level?
It supports that value. I think, obviously, I think when you talk about project failure, I think what is really critical is, having a certification in place in general and looking at the roles that are working on the project and making sure that these folks are all certified and have the right skill set. I think that's really critical. I mean, BPX is just one part in this whole picture, so I think it supports that, but it's not purely the critical success factor for a project. I think what's really fundamental is making sure that the people that actually, you know, implement and get their hands on and develop also the solutions and solution design, that these are also people that have the right skill set and that have been certified.
Okay. In terms of, let's talk a little bit about the skill shortage now and the ecosystem. One of the things I recall seeing in the press release was that one of the goals is to, of course, grow the ecosystem and get more people in. One thing I'm curious about the BPX, though, I mean, if this is going to be something that's heavily adopted by people who are already on the SAP track, will it succeed in attracting people from outside, people who may not have those technical skills, and will it attract people into the ecosystem and bring their talents in? What potential does it have to do that? And if so, how can it address this, you know, this really red-hot issue of the SAP skill shortage that's out there?
Mm-hmm. I think by offering, it's from our perspective, it's a new role that we're addressing from an SAP perspective, and it's one of the roles, if you look at the upcoming certifications, we will be introducing new roles that are also even more business-facing, so these are all things that we're currently developing, where we're actually moving to a completely new target audience, which we haven't really traditionally focused on, you know, from our perspective, at least from a certification perspective. So it will help us, I think, to add to that. And if you look at the BPX community as it is, I think it has around 400,000 members overall in that community. And, as I said, I think the feedback so far seems to be very positive, and they have been waiting for this for a while. So I think overall it will be just a natural expansion of where we have traditionally focused.
And there you have a solid introduction to the SAP BPX certification. BPX is still developing, so remember to keep checking back with Search SAP for the latest on this certification and its implications for your SAP job.